大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎您又一次回来收听谈及 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那今天呢，我们要跟大家聊聊世界上哪一个城市最适合居住、最宜居，或者用四川话说最巴适。
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about the 10 most livable cities in the world.
对，那就是每一年呢，这个经济学人他都会发布一个全球城市宜居指数。那现在我觉得他的这个榜啊，他的这个 list 已经变成了好像城市的米其林。So almost like a Michelin guide for cities.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So this is called the Global Livability Index, and it's trying to measure cities that are not necessarily the biggest, but it may be that are the most comfortable places to live, or maybe the most relaxing places to live.
是 index 就是它的指数嘛。好，那这个指数这个 index 它就会衡量近200座城市吧，就有几个标准是。
So as you said here, it's actually measuring cities across 5 broad categories. Again, stability, healthcare, culture, environment, education, and infrastructure.
嗯，基础设施啊 ，infrastructure。好，那我们等一下会揭晓今年排行前十的城市，没有一个中国的城市上榜，那就是因为它的整套的 index 指数，其实它是比较偏向于小城市的，因为它觉得大城市很拥挤嘛，所以在它的衡量标准里面就不是那么 livable， 不是那么宜居。
Yeah, I think it's really important. Once you actually get into some of these cities, you'll start to see why really, really big cities don't do well on this list, right?
But before we actually unveil the list, Michael, 我觉得咱们俩应该说说宜居这个英语词。
So this word livable is kind of interesting. It basically is used to describe if some place is a comfortable place to live, right? So today we're talking about comfortable cities. But if you were to describe your house or your apartment as livable, that would be almost like an insult.
反义词，对对对。是，我觉得这个词也真的有意思啊。它是两极的含义，所以具体要看语境。那它一个意思呢，就是我们说的 ceiling 天花板哦 ，livable city 就特别好、特别舒适的。但是就像 Michael 讲的，如果你用这个词来形容你自己的公寓啊，那个意思就是 the floor， 就是地板，就是那个 minimum， 勉强能住吧，最低标准。
Exactly. This is one of these confusing things about languages that words just work this way. So yeah, most people will never say that your apartment is livable unless it's an insult, right? So it's true.
好，那除了有两个含义呢，它还有两种 spelling， 一个是美式，一个是英式的。那么英式的呢，就是 live 后面加那个 able 就变成 livable。然后呢，美式的拼法通常会比较偷懒啦，所以他就把那个 e 去掉了。好，那我们现在就赶快啊 ，Let's waste no time， 跟大家揭晓一下今年上榜的十个全球最宜居的城市。
So the number one city in the world here is called Copenhagen or Copenhagen in Denmark.
丹麦的哥本哈根啊，你刚刚也是两种发音啊。Copenhagen 和 Copenhagen， 那我其实看到这个哈根啊，或者听到我就想到了哈根达斯冰淇淋。
Yeah, we always do like an English accent here in North America. We would call it Copenhagen, and maybe they call it Copenhagen in Europe. Yeah.
好，那我们看看为什么哥本哈根是全球最 livable 的 city 呢？
Copenhagen shines with its 5-minute city model, ensuring amenities like shops, parks, and public transit are accessible within a short walk. So an amenity is like a part of the city that makes it really comfortable and useful, like a store, a coffee shop, a gym.
它这个 5-minute city 就是意思是你花五分钟可能开车或者是走路，你就可以去到各种你想要去的地方，你就可以得到你所想要的城市为你提供的这些方便的设施和服务。然后呢，英语里面这个方便便民设施和服务有一个词就是 amenities， Michael 刚刚说的。
Again, it works really well in a small city, right? You can walk to the park, in a couple of minutes. That's amazing.
是是，我们还听到一个词讲这个公共交通设施。
So here we're using the word public transit.
其实我觉得在北美的口语里面更多的会用 transit, right?、
Mm.
Oh, I take transit to work. 那你前面讲到一个东西，如果它是很容易就能得到的，很容易或者就到那儿的，我们可以怎么讲呢？
Yeah, this is a really important word, accessible. When you think about the design of a city, it's not just designed for one kind of person. Accessible means that everybody in the city can get access to the bus, to the subway.
那就是说它很容易，不是说比如洛杉矶，对吧？它可能有很多 amenities, 但是这离得都很远，所以你一定得开车。Then that's not very accessible.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people in Los Angeles wouldn't even get on the bus, right? They would never consider getting on the bus. They would buy a car first and then...
是是。好，那这个哥本哈根除了很方便，什么东西都很 accessible 以外呢，它的生活节奏也是让人很享受的，很吸引人的。
This is a wonderful expression here. The pace of life. The pace of life. A pace here means the speed of life. So we're saying that the speed of life is nice and slow.
对，但是它是一个固定表达，就是你讲到生活节奏的时候，我们不会说什么speed 啊或者 rhythm 啊，最常用的还是 pace of life 啊。好，那很有吸引力。这里这个词我们等一下在今天不同的城市形容里都会看到，叫做
We say that it's the most appealing aspects of the city. Appealing means something is attractive or great or nice.
对， something that appeals to you, 对吧？很吸引你。哥本哈根第一名，恭喜他啊！我们来接着看看榜单第二、第三，或者他今年其实是两个城市并列第二的。
So let's take a look at next two. These are Vienna, Austria, and Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh, 奥地利的维也纳和瑞士的苏黎世。好，那维也纳有什么好呢？
So Vienna's enduring appeal lies in its rich arts and crafts.Culture. Now, endure, we might know this word endurance, which means that you can run for 2 hours straight, right? It just means that something lasts for a long time.
So enduring, something lasts. 然后呢 enduring appeal, 这个 appeal 就我们前面看到的 appealing, 对吧？这里把它变成了名词。艺术气息非常的浓厚，然后它的这个咖啡文化，我都觉得这城市好 appealing 哦。
Yeah, you can imagine some of these coffee houses in Vienna, they serve as social hubs. So a social hub would be like a social center, so a place where you can go and meet people and chat with your friends.
对，就很像我们中国文化里面的茶楼、茶馆 or tea houses, right? 好，那除了有这些coffee houses, 它还有非常有活力的一面。
Yeah, vibrant. Vibrant means you're full of energy.
对，其实我们想到这些城市的生活啊，特别是大城市的生活，vibrant 是你常常会听到，也是可以用起来的一个词。好，总之维也纳的整个的 lifestyle 啊，生活的方式，就是为你提供这种很和谐、无缝对接的生活。
All these things that Jenny's talking about combine to give us a seamless day-to-day life, right? Where you go from the house to the office to the cafe without any gaps. There's no sort of awkwardness or, you know, not too much driving or anything like that.
So seamless, 意思就是无缝对接、无缝融合。因为 seam, 英文里的意思就是一条小的缝，对吧？ A very small gap.
Exactly. So there's no gap. So it's a very pleasant experience throughout your whole day.
好，那维也纳我没去过，但是并列第二的苏黎世我去年有去，非常漂亮，我真的很喜欢那个地方。
Yeah, so this is Zurich, Switzerland, a harmonious blend of financial strength and natural charm.
我去瑞士之前吧，我脑子里的印象就是我想到了什么私募基金啦。然后很有钱的人在那都有银行账户啦，还有什么 Rolex 劳力士手表，就是那种特别好像奢华的印象。可是我到那，哇，我感觉虽然那些有啊，但它就是集中在市中心最小的一块。然后 most of the city 其实就是真的大自然。 非常漂亮的湖，然后山，然后海，天都连成一片。
So it's really funny you're talking about how beautiful the city is. Harmonious, as you know, in China is a 和谐, right? So it's a nice blend between these two different worlds, right?
对对。Mm.这城市很多上榜的都是欧洲城市嘛，因为它很小，所以都很，就是你走路就可以从一个地方到另外一个地方，不用开车。
Just as today we talked about a city being livable, now we're talking about Zurich being very walkable.
Okay, so walkable 很容易理解啊。然后呢，我们也常常会听到一个 walkability, 就说一个城市它行走的友好程度。这之前我们很红的也做过节目讲这个 city walk, 就很多人现在都喜欢在城市里面走走逛逛啊，不要那么急，对吗？好，那苏黎世还有一点呢，就是它有环绕的这个群山。
So anybody who has a smartphone knows the word a panoramic mountain view. If you use your phone, you can take pictures that are nice and wide. So all around, you can see these beautiful mountains.
好，那我们接着看，然后今年上榜的榜上第四的城市是
So we have Melbourne, Australia.
墨尔本啊，墨尔本，因为我以前大学在悉尼，对悉尼很有感情，墨尔本只是旅游去过，然后就觉得那边可能艺术气息很浓，比较浓厚一点。
Yeah, we talk a lot about its creative culture here. For example, its laneways, they showcase beautiful murals around the city.
好 ,laneways, 这个去上海啊北京啊比如我们上海的弄堂北京的胡同应该都可以算叫 laneways。
Yeah, these are small narrow streets or paths between buildings often used by pedestrians or deliveries.
那墨尔本呢有很多它的这个小弄小巷啊它那个房子的外面啊外墙都会有一些艺术比如画啊有一些作品。
Yeah, in English we call these murals. A mural is a beautiful, huge piece of art that was obviously done by an artist, right? It's real work by artists.
对所以它不是涂鸦不是 graffiti. 对它也可以做成 graffiti style, 那个风格。但就像 Michael 说的通常是一个 artist, 就是人家花了很多的时间在那边构思在那边创作完成的
Yeah, exactly. It's actually wonderful when you see this going up all over the city. It shows a lot of creativity.
所以呢墨尔本这个城市本身啊它就代表了它就体现了一种很年轻的艺术气息、艺术灵魂
A great verb here is to embody a youthful artistic spirit. Embody here just means to show or represent an idea
Body 嘛，这个动词里面，所以你就可以想象这个城市如果把这些风格都能用自己的这个城市的肌理体现出来 ，right? The embodiment or embody 某一种东西。好，那我们现在榜单过半啊，来看看今年上榜的第五个全球最宜居的城市是哪里
？Geneva, Switzerland, very beautiful.
日内瓦，对你去过吗？
I don't think I've been to any of these cities, so I'm really, I'm really jealous.
没有，榜单有一个你去过，你还住在那儿，温哥华。
对
，Geneva 日内瓦啊，对，去年我是苏黎世、日内瓦都有去，两个城市我觉得风格蛮不一样的，因为 Zurich 就是前面讲 finance 对吧，金融，然后日内瓦就是一些机构啊，就国际的机构比较多。
So it does have this international organizations around the city, but it also has a stunning lakeside backdrop.
所以一个非常非常美丽让你震撼的东西我们英语就可以用。
Stunning. So it's extremely beautiful, lakeside background.
再加上呢这个城市它的城市规划也做得非常棒。
The actual city is well organized. We talk about its pristine urban planning.
好 ,urban planning 就是城市规划。那 urban 呢它就是说城市的对吧你可以把它想象成 city 的形容词、然后相对的就是 rural, 就是乡镇的啊。
So urban is another 高级的词 to describe city instead of just using the same word all the time.
对、然后这个形容词 pristine 啊这个和 stunning 稍微有一点点重合因为很多 pristine 的东西就是很美啊对吧
Yeah, pristine, almost perfect, you know, very beautiful.
是很完美。然后 pristine 还有一个意思就是 very well organized，对吧？ Spotless， 一尘不染，就是好。那我们来看看今天上榜的第六名，这个我能揭晓吗？因为我很有感情这个地方。
Yeah, this is Sydney, Australia, right? Beautiful city.
对，悉尼啊，因为大学生活是在那儿度过的。悉尼也是一个把城市生活和大自然融合的很完美的地方。
So Sydney combines the vibrant urban life with iconic natural beauty.
Okay, urban life 啊，前面我们讲 urban planning。好，那这里说它的这个天然美景是很 iconic。
Yeah, iconic means something that's very famous or easy to recognize. And when you think about Sydney, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
歌剧院。
This is the Sydney Opera House, right?
有代表性的啊，我们可以用 iconic。好，那除了有这些 iconic architecture 建筑之外呢，哎，你想放松的话，其实它的沙滩海滩就在市中心。
Another way to relax is to unwind. So, unwinding with a coastal walk at Bondi or a sunset sail on the harbor. So, it just means to relax, to hang out and just chill out with your friends.
Bondi Beach, 它就是在市中心，所以 very accessible. 那另外 what makes Sydney great 呢，就是吃，因为整个澳洲是移民社会嘛，所以它有很多元化的美食。
It has a multicultural food scene, right? So many different cultures, you're eating dishes from all over the world.
那我其实生平吃到第一次吃到很正宗的兰州拉面，不是在中国啊，就是在悉尼，因为我没去过兰州嘛。我上海吃的，我老觉得怎么没那么好吃呢？然后那个时候读大学的时候，好像西北馆子都特别多，我经常新疆面啊，那个兰州拉面就常常去吃，而且都 very authentic， 真的。
I think this is one of the perks of one of these cities, right? Is they have a lot of international cuisine, right?
没错，没错。其实讲到吃的话呢，我们下一个城市啊，这个第七的在榜上的城市，它被称之为日本的厨房。
Osaka, Japan.
Osaka, what makes it great? 不是东京啊，为什么是大阪呢？
So Osaka is known as Japan's kitchen. The city offers plenty of street food stalls and a laid-back vibe compared to Tokyo.
Okay. 好，我们来看看 street food 啊，就是街头美食。然后 street food stalls 就是这些小路边摊，对吧？然后它也是一个很 relax， 但我们用的这个词。Very laid back.
Right, so literally this word means like you're laying on your back, you're sleeping, right?
对，你可以躺着葛优躺，所以很放松。它是一个形容词，可以形容一个城市，也可以形容一个人的个性，对吧？有些人就是很 laid back.
He's laid back, exactly. So.
然后呢 ,Osaka 它有一个很 laid back 的氛围。
Yeah, so we're comparing, we talked a little bit last time about the vibe, right? So here it is again.
对，所以我们教大家的真的都是高频词啊,high frequency word. So the vibe is very laid back there compared to 东京就是真的太，生活节奏太快了。
Yeah, we talk about Tokyo as being bustling. Bustling means really active, you know, people are like moving left and right all very quickly.
对，就是很繁忙，但有的时候也会让你很就压力很大嘛啊。好，那讲到第七名的城市也是并列啊，除了有大阪以外呢，还有新西兰的奥克兰。
Yeah, so this is Auckland, New Zealand.
好，那这个城市呢，也跟前面讲到的很多城市一样啊，有山有海，是吧？
So what a beautiful location. We say that Auckland is actually nestled between harbors and volcanic hills.
So nestled between 就是被夹在那两个中间，然后它是被夹在很美丽的海港，然后还有火山的中间。So nestled between two things.
Right, nestled also means that you're kind of in a location in a comfortable, quiet area, right? So it's a very comfortable location.
然后呢，这个城市也是you know, provides a seamless fusion 啊，把这个城市生活和自然生活、户外生活融合得很好。另外，它现在移民也很多。前面我们讲到 multicultural 多元文化，还有一个常会听到的词叫做
So as you said, this last sentence here says, its high marks in healthcare, education, and diversity make it feel like a small global village.
Okay, so diversity 就是多元的，对吧？多元性。
Yeah, like many different things or many different variations or different cultures.
好，那我们今天榜上还剩下两个城市。Both are very diverse now, 也是很多元化的城市。第九名也是一个澳大利亚的城市。
又来了。So this is Adelaide in Australia.
Adelaide, 啊，阿德莱德在南澳。它呢是一个就是你喜欢比较精致的生活也有，但是呢你很接地气的，它这个城市的气息也是如此。
It's an interesting combination here. Adelaide offers a refined yet unpretentious lifestyle. Okay, so first of all, refined basically means that you are very high quality, very polite and elegant.
就是精致或者雅致啊。但有的时候呢，人家会觉得 refined 有点装，有点 pretentious, 对吧？
It's kind of weird, right? So pretentious means that you're pretending to be something better than you really are, right? But we don't like this. So yeah, so unpretentious is great because it means that people are being more authentic, being more honest.
好，那如果你觉得Melbourne, Sydney 对你来说还是有点太大、太繁华，你想到一个安静的地方，可以选择阿德莱德。
It's the quieter sibling to Sydney and Melbourne.
Sibling 我们知道其实讲兄弟姐妹，但是当我们用它来比喻一个东西的时候，通常 we're making some kind of comparison, 就是他们蛮像的，但有一点不一样，是吧？
Yeah, so we have different cities with different cultures, and I think that's pretty cool.
我们节目的最后啊，要讲讲全球第十大最宜居的城市，也是我和 Michael 所居住的地方。
So yeah, we're both living in Vancouver, Canada, on the west coast of Canada.
我觉得你很 modest, 你没有一点很兴奋的感觉，觉得它排第十太低了，是吗？
Well, again, Vancouver has always been kind of a livable city because, as you said, it's small, but unfortunately, it's getting more and more expensive all the time, right?
但是它还是这个榜上唯一的一个北美城市，哎，十大里面 the only North American city.
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
是对。温哥华呢 ,once again, 跟前面讲到很多城市一样 ,nestled between ocean and mountains, 对吧？
Exactly, that's a great point, right? So the location is actually really beautiful, with nature and the water, and of course, you know, Seattle is not too far away either.
在温哥华它有一条公路嘛，它就说 Sea to Sky Highway。那条公路确实很漂亮，因为它是就是你一边看着海，然后再开开开，前面就是雪山，到 Whistler, 惠斯勒曾经开过冬奥会的啊。
Yeah, that's right. So the people who love living in Vancouver, they often talk about sort of being in close access to the beach, to the mountains, to the city, all in one day.
对，但是像我这个体力很差，丝毫不能爬山的人呢，我觉得温哥华也不错，因为它也很 diverse, multicultural, 买华人的东西很方便啊，各种文化族裔的这个美食都很多，所以对于一个你比较城市的人来说呢，这也还是蛮 livable 的。
Exactly. So we have people who come here just for nature, and we have people who come here just for the city. We would call those city dwellers.
Okay, so city dwellers 也是一个固定说法啊。我们不太说 urban dwellers, 对吧？这里倒是用 city, 意思就是住在城市里面的人。
Yeah, they might stay only in the city, and some people might drift off into the mountains on the weekends. Yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家去过上榜的这些城市吗？你去过哪一些？还有最主要，你如何定义宜居？ How do you define livability?
Yeah, I look forward to hearing what our listeners have to say about this list and if they want to travel to some of these cities in the near future.
And tell us, what is the most livable city in your mind? 可能是你现在居住的地方，可能是你的故乡啊。总之，我们都期待大家的留言。好，非常感谢你的收听，我们下次再见。
Hey, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.